brought to you by the Mutual Audio Network. Don't leave home without it.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Ankle Monitor Productions proudly presents the suspense thriller, Tales of the Queen City. Episode 3, War and Politics. Before it was known as the Emerald City, Seattle was called the Queen City. The year is 1932, one of the most tumultuous years in the city's history. With the legalization of alcohol sales looming, local bootleggers find themselves with nothing to smuggle. Two gangs run by former rivals, Jade the Dragon Lady and Dutch the Drug Lord, have made an unlikely alliance to smuggle the most precious cargo, human flesh. While searching for the missing rich girl, Wendy Radcliffe, Poet Wilson finds himself in another predicament. One that has led to a terrible car crash.
What did you get me into, Prince?
Now! Friendly fire!
Poet, you're hurt.
Wendy?
Get up! We have to go.
Wendy.
We have to go before they wake up.
Who? What?
Let me help you. You're hurt.
Same leg.
What?
My bum leg. It's worse now.
Lean on me. I gotcha.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I was...
Cut it! Later for that. Come on! We can lose them in the forest!
Oh, what happened?
My head.
Dank. Holy jeez, your faces are bloody.
Huh? Was that...
Tank, snap out of it!
Ow! What, Crusher?
Tank, you're hurt. Let me have a look.
Ow!
Gonna need some stitches, but you'll live, big brother. Here, let me wrap your head with my shirt.
Thanks, Crusher.
Hey, you called me Crusher.
Poet.
Where the hell is Poet?
They're gone.
Let me get the flashlight.
Poet, where are you?
Shut up, you idiot. He ain't gonna answer you.
Look, there's a blood trail leading into the forest.
Forest, eh? In the middle of the night? In the Cascades? They're as good as dead.
But Poet, he ain't human.
Whoever is stiff and inflexible is a disciple of death. Whoever is soft and yielding is a disciple of life.
Tank, you must be feeling better. You're quoting the Tao.
Come on, help me get the car started.
Most contentious elections in history. Earlier today in Atlanta, Georgia, Democratic presidential candidate and socialist Franklin Roosevelt called for support from farmers by offering them new social programs.
Whenever a remedy is proposed to increase the price of farm products or reduce unemployment in all our country, he satisfied himself by engaging in ridicule and preaching the doctrine of despair. I do not believe in the doctrine of despair. Mr. Hoover believes that famous workers must wait for general recovery until some miracle occurs by which the factory wheels revolve again. No one knows the formula of this miracle. I, on the other hand, am saying over and over that I believe that we can restore prosperity here in this country by reestablishing the purchase power of half the people of the country, that when this gigantic market of 50 million people is able to purchase goods, industry will start to turn, and the millions of men and women now stalking the streets will be employed.
In local political news, City Council hopeful Charles Radcliffe is holding a rally in downtown Seattle. The event will be outside the public market at the end of Pike Street. With the city becoming increasingly Democratic, the Republican candidate will make one last appeal to the citizens of Seattle before the coming election. There have also been allegations of voter intimidation and misappropriation of funds by Radcliffe, but his campaign office denies all charges. At the same time, the Knights of Labor Workers
Turn
Union
that
will
nonsense
be marching
off,
for better
Smythe.
Worker
Your
conditions.
Cry is my
Union
command,
leaders are poised
my liege.
To meet.
Tell me again, Prince, where is my daughter?
Yeah, well, as I was saying, Wendy's still missing.
And Poet?
That's just it, sir. I haven't heard from Poet in a while. He's disappeared.
Damn. You better not disappoint me, Prince. Find Wendy. It's important.
I know.
I don't think you do. If we don't get Wendy back, we can't... Well, let's just say it is imperative that you find my daughter.
Sure, sure. No problem.
We are pulling up now, sir.
And look at all these people. All here to see you.
Yes. The madding crowd awaits.
And now is the moment you've been waiting for. Here he is. Your next city councilman. Charles Radcliffe.
Thank you. Thank you for all your support. Now is the time to begin the healing of this city. We must return the city of Seattle to its previous greatness. I barely recognize the town that my ancestors began. Immigrants flood into the city, taking jobs from true Americans. The new residents of Chinatown, Japantown, and Skid Road have turned this city into a sea of criminal behavior, all allowed to fester under the assistance of liberals like Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Well, I say no. No to overtaxing and overspending. No to free handouts for those not willing to work. No to the democratic socialist machine.
Permission to enter tent, Lieutenant, sir.
Permission granted, soldier.
Corporal Wilson reporting for duty, sir.
Knock off this sir crap, Poet. It's just you and me in here.
So, what's up, Prince?
I got your cut from today's take. The rations you snatched from the cavalry boy is a sight better than ours. The men with cash paid well for them. Here's your share.
Much thanks.
Oh, I got some other news.
Yeah?
The French are planning an attack to recapture Cantigny from the Germans. The 1st Infantry has been ordered to help out with the Frenchies and liberate the city.
Hurrah!
Yeah, well, you and me have been ordered to sneak into town before the attack on a scouting mission.
Scouting mission?
Yeah, that's what I told them. What would you say if I told you I had a way to get enough cash to last us a lifetime?
What do I have to do?
Parts of the town are still in ruins from when the Bosch invaded.
And?
Take a look at this map. All the buildings in this one neighborhood here are leveled. All except this one here.
Get to the point, Prince.
It's a jewelry store, poet. And it's unguarded.
How do you know all this?
You remember the refugees we processed a while back?
No, not really.
Well, anyway, we processed some refugees from Condigny, and one of them was the clerk. And he fled when the Germans started bombing. Well, he was in a panic, see, so I asked him what was what, and he started crying and saying that he left all of his wealth behind and wanted someone to help him. No one wanted to believe him but me, so I asked him about it. He was reluctant at first, but I bribed him with some fresh water to talk. He hid the bulk of his goods under the floorboards of the store before he took off. Jewelry poet. In a store right in the middle of the city.
I don't know, Prince. It sounds pretty risky.
What is life if it's not risk? All we gotta do is sneak into an occupied city. Then you get past the reinforced door locks. Should be a snap for someone of your skills.
Sure. But if this goes bad, so help me.
Poet, would I steer you wrong?
Snap out of it.
Prince?
Let's go.
What did you get me into,
we have to get
Prince?
Out of here. Now! Friendly fire!
Poet! Wake up!
What? Where?
You were having a terrible nightmare.
Oh. Sorry.
Who's Prince?
How do you know?
You said the name a few times while you were sleeping.
Oh. Old war buddy.
Prince. Wait a minute. That's the name you called that guy that double-crossed you with Duchess. He's a buddy of yours, huh?
Sorta. He carried me miles to safety during the war when shrapnel tore through my leg.
What happened to him?
Not much. Same old Prince.
Wow, you need new friends.
Where are we?
We're in an old cabin in the forest that my mother used to bring me to. I recognized the area when we drove by, and I thought it'd be a good place to hide out.
Is that why you distracted Crusher?
Yeah, until you butted in with your man heroics. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that we were about to be killed, and I took desperate action.
Well, I had a plan.
A plan?
I was going to talk Crusher into pulling over so we could escape.
And you figured that would work?
Yes. No. Maybe.
Well, we'd better... Oh!
Careful, careful. A bullet took a chunk of meat out of your thigh. Good news, no bullet to dig out. Bad news, you lost a lot of blood.
I don't remember.
That's because you passed out after those morons drove off.
How did I get here?
Yeah, I had to carry you? Well, good thing you're kind of on the small side and I'm kind of on the big side.
I hear curves are making a comeback.
Thanks. When we got here, I patched you up with some rags and tape.
You saved my life?
Mother taught me first aid, as well as how to make a fire, as you can see.
I bet you wish she was here now.
I haven't seen her for years.
What happened?
One day, she went out for cigarettes, never came back.
You're joking.
I wish I were. After she left, I didn't much want to do anything anymore.
I know the feeling. Is that why you're a party girl? Fill the void?
So I like to have a good time. So what? Don't you like to go to the speaks?
It's different for me.
Because I'm a girl. So boys can drink, smoke, get into fights, but girls can't? I won't accept that.
Look, it's all fine that you want to be independent and all. But a lone girl that looks like you is a choice target, especially in the Seattle underground. If you want to frequent those places, you should bring some muscle.
Are you offering?
Just think about it, okay? And thanks for saving me. You could have left me and fled on your own. You would have had a better chance of getting away.
You came to rescue me. I couldn't leave you.
Thanks. I owe you.
There is something I've been wondering.
Anything?
Why do they call you Poet? How did you get the name?
I usually make something up when people ask me that.
But for me?
My boots over there? Look in the lining, in the right boot.
Ugh. Okay. Hang on. There's something... A folded up piece of paper?
Yeah. When I was a baby, someone apparently left me on the doorstep up to Madame Lou's.
The brothel?
Go ahead. Read it.
I have no name. I am but 2 days old. What shall I call thee? I happy am. Joy is my name. Sweet joy befall thee. Pretty joy, sweet joy, but 2 days old. Sweet joy, I call thee. Thou dost smile, I sing the while. Sweet joy befall thee. Poet, that's so sweet.
Infant Joy by William Blake. It was pinned to my blanket when they found me.
Wow.
They didn't think Joy was a good name for a boy, so they called me Poet. Once I was about 12, I hit the streets to hustle, and the rest, as they say, is history.
I thought my name was cool, but yours is... Man.
How did you get your name?
I was named after the girl in Peter Pan. You know, Wendy Darling.
Wendy Darling?
Yeah, Darling.
Man, I haven't had a good laugh since, since a long, long time.
Yeah, I haven't laughed since.
Did they hurt you?
That guy scratched like the toy of the girls, but that should put a stop to it. I heard him say that the clients wanted us in good shape. We were going to be something called geishas.
Geishas? And they mentioned putting the girls on a boat? They're planning on shipping them to Asia.
We have to stop them.
As soon as I get you back home safe, my job is done.
What if I hire you?
What?
Rich girl, remember? If you help me get the other girls free, I'll pay you a heap of cash.
Why do you care what happens to them?
Why don't you? I know some of these girls from the underground clubs. And they're down and out, sure, but that ain't their fault. We have to help each other through the tough times.
Well, I don't think your father shares your concerns.
No. He and grandmother are big blue noses.
But your mother was...
I guess the lessons she taught me are a part of me, despite her leaving us.
I've never met a girl like you before.
Woman.
Pardon?
I haven't been a girl since I was 19.
Okay. Woman. What's the plan?
Well, there's a phone booth a couple miles down the highway. I can call my father to come get us.
Not a good idea.
Why not?
It isn't safe. If Tank tells Jade that we escaped, she will tell Dutch, who will tell Prince. He'll have eyes on your father. If I'm gonna get you back home, we have to be slick about it.
So, what do we do now?
We'll have to hoof it. Maybe we can hitch a ride on the road.
Sounds chic, but I gotta change that bandage of yours.
Ah! Ooh, that hurts like hell. Looks like it hit the shrapnel they left in my leg and ricocheted out.
Lucky.
How was that lucky?
The bullet might have hit an artery or gotten lodged in your leg. That hunk of metal might have saved your life. I cleaned the wound out with rainwater, and it looks like the bleeding has stopped. But it needs to be disinfected.
Here, use my flask.
Okay, but this is gonna hurt.
Hang on. Just do it.
Hold on to something.
We will return to Tales of the Queen City after this important message.
Hey, folks. Are you tired of getting tired? Do you need a quick pick-me-up? Well, there's good news. Just grab a bottle of the new Dopa Cola. Not only does the Super Soda Pop have the flavorful taste of cola, but it's jam-packed with the magic ingredient, cocaine. Now you can get all those things done that you want to do in a day. Have a lethargic child? A bottle of Dopa Cola will fix that tot right up. Have a fussy baby? Just a thimbleful of the stuff will do wonder. So remember, when you're flagging, start chugging Dopa Cola.
And now, back to the show. While Wendy and Poet make their way into town, Madam Jade questions her choices with Tank and Crusher.
You mooks!
Hey, watch out! Hey,
simpletons!
Hey,
look out!
Look out! Come on!
I'm right over here!
Hey.
I'm sure they're dead, Jade. We left them injured in the forest.
Poet has a way of bucking the odds. Head over to Radcliffe's now and keep watch on the place. If they turn up, you know what to do.
Maybe we should pull up stakes, Jade.
Don't think I haven't considered it. After this deal, I plan on taking a long trip back to Hong Kong. You two just do what you're told.
Yes, ma'am. We won't let you down.
I doubt that. Now get out of here, you clowns.
Yes, ma'am.
To you, hello, Jade. Getting close to moving day it is.
Dutch, sure. We're all set for the big move.
Moved up her schedule. Feeling right for tonight.
Tonight? Are you sure that's a good idea? This Ledger fellow is snooping around, and Poet...
Is dead, yes? Killing him you to awe?
Sure, yeah. They're dead.
Dead? They're both dead.
Oh, they're dead.
Is good then, yes? Tonight.
Yeah, tonight. I'll just have to clear the tunnels and we're all set.
Better had been, Jade. Better had been.
I don't appreciate being threatened in my own club, Dutch. Even from you.
Threaten not. Promise is. Good day to you.
Jade, I can't believe you let him talk to you that way.
Me either.
Madam Jade, ma'am, I gotta say something.
Crusher, shut up.
It's okay, Tank. What do you have to say, Crusher?
Ma'am, I really like working for you with the club and all, and you've treated us great, but...
Go on.
Well, since we got in with Dutch, things ain't so much fun anymore. I don't understand all of the stuff about booze and how it's gonna be legal and all, and I get that you've got this smuggling thing and all, and...
Crusher!
Well, it's just that...
Just say it.
Girls, Jade! We're helping Dutch steal girls and do who knows what with them. It ain't right, and you know it.
Crusher, don't.
I know that you crossed a line, Crusher. I know that I have no choice, and I'm doing what I have to survive. I know. Damn it, I know you're right.
What?
You're right, but it's too late. I have no options. Dutch runs the sound, and I run the underground. We need each other. Now go and find Poet, and make sure he doesn't get in the way.
I don't think we can kill him.
He's unkillable.
No, don't kill him. Keep him on ice until all this is over.
And the girl?
Her too.
You got it, Jade.
I knew yous was aces.
Come on, Crusher. Let's get going.
Crap.
How'd it go, boss?
Trust her, I do not, Prince.
Yeah, you can't trust Gersh, that's for
Killed
sure.
Poet says she has. Doubt of truth I have.
Poet's a survivor, so it wouldn't surprise me if he escaped death again. You think Jade is lying to you?
I think that going to Wendy's house you are. Keeping eyes removed for Poet and she.
You mean keep my eyes out for him? I can do that.
Wait. Other jobs I have for you. Sending Scratch, I will. Having way with interrogation is Scratch.
What do you want me to do?
Moving timeline up, do I? Overseeing transportation of goods. You will be doing.
You want me to be in charge of getting the girls onto the ship? I'd rather stay out of it.
Into it you are. Doing my orders, will you? Or living not will be you.
Okay, calm down. I'll do your dirty work.
Worrying not, being rich, will you?
Rich, yeah.
Living high, we will be a prince. Owning this city, I will. Grand be it will. Grand!
Now you're talking, Dutch. Now you're talking.
Hello?
Mr. Jackson, sir?
Ah, friend Toby, please come in. Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
May I offer you a beverage? Coffee's cold, but it's strong.
Yes, sir. Coffee would sure hit the spot.
Here you are. Now, is there something I can help you with, Toby?
Well, sir, I heard you and that other fella talking the other day about the girls gone missing.
I guess Poet's not the only one who likes to eavesdrop.
Poet, that's the fella.
Do you know something, Toby?
Figured I'd check with the rail riders. Some of them hunkered down at the docks. And the word is that something's going down tonight.
At the docks, you say? How do you know this is something to do with the missing girls?
Just a feeling, sir. A strong feeling. I get those now and then.
Toby, are you saying that you are clairvoyant?
No, sir. I'm an American through and through.
No, I mean... Never mind. Thank you, Toby. I will get the word out.
I'm praying for the girls, sir.
Me too, my friend. We might want to save a prayer for Poet as well.
God save Poet.
Amen, Toby. Amen.
Thanks for the ride, Mac. I owe you.
My pleasure, Poet. I usually run the haul from Spokane to Seattle all alone. But you and Miss Wendy made the last part of the trip a real joy. Good luck to you. And you, Miss.
You're a good man, Mac. You saved our behinds.
See what I mean? A right pleasure it was to meet you both. Take care now.
And you, Mac.
Why didn't you want him to drop us off closer to my place?
I got a stash hidden nearby, in the lower part of the public market. Set it up soon after Tank and Crusher tried to kill me the first time. Spare gun, some cash, and the most important item.
Yeah?
Cigarettes.
Ha! Would you mind if we make a quick stop in the market after so I can buy a new dress? I've been wearing this old flapper thing for over a week.
Sure, we'll pick you up some perfume also. You kinda stink.
Thanks. Then what?
We hoof it up the hill using back streets to your place so I can scope it out. If it's safe, I'll drop you off home and collect my earnings.
And if it isn't safe?
Well, that's the $10,000 question, Toots. Come on, let's get going.
How may I help you?
Wendy.
And you are?
Move.
I think not.
Gun.
As you can see, I am more than prepared to protect my master's abode. I suggest you vacate the premises immediately.
Going.
Hey, Tank.
What is it, baby brother?
Do we gotta sit in this car all night?
Yes, Crusher. We have to sit here all night if needs be, in case Poet shows up.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tank?
What now?
How come Jade got caught up with Dutch? I thought we had a good thing going.
Power.
Huh?
Oh, it's always about power. Jade, Prince, Dutch, Agent Ledger, this Radcliffe guy, even Poet. When wealth and honor leads to arrogancy, this brings its evil on itself.
What about us, Tank?
Yes, brother, even us. Everyone wants power.
That's very cynical, Tank.
Yeah, well, these are hard times, Wendy.
I agree.
Wendy?
Hiya.
Wendy, you stay right there.
Drop the knife, Tank.
Poet, where'd you come from? And where'd you get a gun?
I ain't human. Remember, Crusher?
Tank, I'm scared.
Okay, you two. Out of the car.
Careful with that pistol, Poet.
Don't worry. I know how to handle a gun. Now, you two are gonna start walking down the street until I say.
Poet, we wasn't gonna kill you. This time.
Sure you wasn't.
It's true! Jade had a change of heart. Dutch went too far, I think.
But she's still going through with it, Poet.
Going through with what?
There's a boat down at the docks, and they plan to load the girls in the ship tonight.
Tonight?
You gotta stop them, Poet. They're innocent dames.
Not my problem. I'm getting Wendy home and collecting my pay.
Hey, Crusher, look. It's that Scratch guy coming out of Wendy's house. Crap.
Die!
Now that Poet has found Wendy, will he be able to keep her safe and get her home? And what about the missing girls? Will Poet decide to help Wendy rescue them? And what's the deal with Tank's knife fetish? Tune in next time for episode 4 of our suspense thriller, Tales of the Queen City.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now.
There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's...
Yeah?
Twisted Pulp Magazine!
What's that, Doctor?
Why, it is a return to greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
This looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome.
You definitely have that right, my good man. Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary.
My pleasure, Billy. And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye.
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp magazine, Billy.
Twisted Pulp magazine! Available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere, or at digitalvaudeville.com. That is digitalvaudeville.com.